B-Pod Studios.
So wait, what's Loren doing?
I think she's recording a podcast about healthy stuff.
With who?
So y'all think healthy stuff? I thought it was fashion.
Wait, no.
It's Barb. Her name is Barb.
Oh, Barb, the friend of hers who she did the podcast with a while ago.
Last week.
Okay.
And like evidently Barb also is going to need to ask questions about us, about Loren.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does she know Barb?
I don't even know Barb. And I know
fashion.
Loren pretty well. No, I don't think it's fashion.
The fashion.
Maybe it is fashion.
Anyway, it's
as
a wrap.
As quickly as I change my mind.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast. It's Mainey, Roy, and Nicole. Loren is in a different studio. And sorry we're late. We had meetings. We had things to do.
And I got to go to school.
Every day I say, hey, we have the rap party up by 10:30, 11 at the latest. And I feel like I said it more than once today. And here it is at noon. So typical.
I know. And today's such a busy day. I got to go let my dog out. Which, by the way, Nicole, you're a dog expert. We've been crating my dog, Callie, and it's been wonderful. She doesn't mind it at all. Just recently, she's now hating it. Why would it randomly change?
Are you rewarding the behavior, or have you started using the crate as like a timeout or a bad
spot?
Never
a timeout. It's never a timeout. It's only when we're gone and she gets treats. And so, like, all of a sudden... And so I told Sterling, I was like, maybe she had a bad nightmare and she wanted to be in our bed. Because in the middle of the night, she hopped in our bed and she never does that.
So dogs don't have a sense of time. That's what I've always been told, is that like, so they forget things, which is why like dogs get so excited when you come back home, because they don't know how long you've been gone.
Yeah.
So maybe she like... is associating the crate. Maybe she really had to go to the bathroom one day, like when you were gone, and she held it really long. And maybe she's, I don't know. Associates
that with that.
All I know is Brian on Family Guy, the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Stewie asked him how long they were gone. He goes, I don't know. I don't have any sense of time. It could be 5 minutes or 5 days. And they just moved on to the next joke. It was really funny.
That is funny. But no, my dog's been a little weird.
I also hear they see in black and white.
Well, then she'll see me and Sterling perfect, because Sterling's black and I'm white.
Did you know that? That dogs don't see
that,
color?
No.
That's what I heard.
Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure in my dog's head, she knows me as either Big Daddy or the White Daddy, or Sterling as the Skinny Daddy or the Black Daddy.
Dude, what a rap band. That's a new rap artist. Big Daddy and Skinny Daddy.
Yeah.
So let's go through... because it's funny how you guys here who listen to the Rap Party Podcast think that our day probably goes where we leave at 10 and, you know, or maybe plan the show for a little while. I spent a majority of my morning booking Zero Res to come to the radio station to clean the carpets, because our big boss, Walter, who runs the entire cluster for Beasley Media here, put me on that as a job.
Yes, sir.
I stopped doing everything else. That's part of the reason why we're running late.
That's what you have to do sometimes.
And he's going, let me show you the area.
What was the story? Didn't you tell me a story that, was it you that was over at his house chopping down trees one day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. With another person who no longer is employed here. And he broke the chainsaw and he got all mad. Walter's like, don't touch the chainsaw anymore. You don't know what to do.
That's funny.
But anytime we can help out. He had hurt his back and a tree had fallen. He's got a pool.
Mm.
So at lunch, we were all out to lunch, and he was like, I got this tree down, and we were all like, we can do it. We went over there.
Trying to win brownie points with the boss.
We used his chainsaw, like, broke it. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how your job is. I wonder how many hours in your day at your business is wasted.
Well, you know, they say... Japan started doing the 4-day work week and how it increased productivity, because the majority of Americans who work, you know, your desk job or people or any job, really, you waste so much time, whether it's downtime. Before this, I've had 30 minutes of doing nothing because I'm done with what I need to get done with right now. Or until I get, like, emails and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was half an hour that I just wasted.
We record commercials, which takes up time. And then, like, I feel if I want to start another project. Like, I'm working on a fifth-year anniversary project, and I've been working on it for about a month now. And the problem is that I'm hit with technical issues.
Well, we have a meeting next week about it, so you shouldn't even be doing anything
about
that at
all. No, this is an imaging thing. This is just imaging. Like it's just something that goes like, this is what 5 years of Mani, Roy, and Loren sounds like, and it's different things that have happened to us in 5 years.
Gotcha.
But like, I can't find a whole folder of 2016. So instead of doing the actual work, I spend an hour looking for the folder.
You should have 2016. Do you not have 16?
No, it's missing.
That was before me.
Because I have 15.
I know. And there's 17, 18, 19, and now 20.
So we're missing a year.
What happened in 2016?
It was a good year. That was when we were on My Big Fat Fabulous Life. We had good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, I have reason to believe that they took it all.
Mm. Well, we were laughing so hard today. Back when we were on this TV show, it was a TLC show. It was highly rated. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We, at one point,
they were wondering if we had a reality show in us.
Yeah, like if there was
a spinoff.
Yeah, and so after doing a whole show and filming for their show, then out of the blue, they're like, oh, well, we're going to film a little bit with you guys, see if we can do your own show.
Yeah, like a, what do they call it? Like a sizzle reel.
A sizzle reel.
Like something that they could send back to L.A. to let the producers know that, hey, they loved us. They're like, we love you guys. I'm sure you have something.
Oh, that probably made y'all's head so big.
No, it didn't.
It did.
I know where Roy's going. We were exhausted. We had nothing.
We looked like shit. I mean, we weren't prepared.
We had nothing in the tank. So tell her what our big thing was, our big selling point. We have a white gay guy here, Roy, who is dating a black man who his dad up in Roanoke doesn't know about.
At the time.
Which would have been great. That's what they were pushing for.
Yeah, but at the time, we're cooked, and so our big idea was a show about our lives, but we look at the camera and talk to it.
Unlike most reality shows where you don't break down the fourth wall.
We would.
Our reality show is going to be like that. So it was kind of like if you're sitting in Loren's seat, Nicole. If we were like, Loren, we have a big meeting today that we have to go to. We might get fired. And then Roy and I would look at the cameras and go, just like The Office,
we're not getting fired.
Like, yeah. That was our big sell.
You
was like,
can shake your head at the camera.
Yeah. You know how Jim looks in The Office? You watch The Office.
He'll look at the camera. That's what we wanted to do but for reality TV because no one does that. And we were cooked that day. It was a shitty idea. And they filmed it. And you know the Melody, when she got to watch it.
She was the executive producer.
When she watched that clip, she was like, what is this?
Okay, moving on.
Like she wasted 5 minutes of her life that she'll never get back.
So make sure you get the camera right on me because watch this.
It was good.
That's what we do. We look right at the camera.
That was such a bad idea. Dude, I wish you were part of that. That would have been really interesting. That would have been good TV because you're so against us all the time. You would have been perfect for television. So good conflict. Because that's all they wanted. They wanted arguments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, because Nicole would be like, okay, you guys are idiots. Dramatic moves, music. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun.
I'd be like the most hated person in reality
TV.
You'd be
such a villain.
Heck yeah.
Zooming in on our reaction, shocked. but that was our stupid idea. But we should have pitched way more ideas, but we were cooked. Anyway.
Wait, go back. Sit down. I have another question for you. Today we played a game called Do Hotel Maids Do This? Yeah. And Roy, you hosted it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, do hotel maids try on your clothes? Yeah. Sleep in your bed. So, Nicole, I'm going to ask you something, and I want you to be honest. You work for a dog company called Rover. Mm-hmm. Have you ever snooped at somebody's location when you went in there? And if not, how hard is it for you to not do that?
Definitely not snooped. What I do like to, because I just recently moved into a townhome, and I'm really into, like, because I have a lot of hand-me-downs for furniture and decorations and stuff. So,
hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
Hmm. It was a hand-me-down.
That's what it is. Hand-me-downs.
Hand-me-downs.
But, like, so I'm starting to buy my own stuff, like paycheck by paycheck.
Yeah.
And I'm really into interior style right now, design. So anytime I go into a new place, I love looking at like how they have things set up, like what their coffee table looks like, if they have a bar cart, how they like, is their TV on a mantle? So I really like looking at those things, but I've never like gone into a like opened a closed door or
opened a drawer. Looked in a medicine
cabinet.
Absolutely
not. No, no, no.
Laid on a bed to see how comfortable it was.
There was one time a couple years ago in New York, me and my friends went to New York Pride, and we stayed in this loft, and it was the dopest loft, the dopest place I have ever seen. Like the brick interior, just really cool setup. And the guy's room that I was staying in was so dope. And he looked like he left in a hurry. So he had like his desk drawer open just a little bit. And I do admit I opened that and he had like the coolest stuff. He had like currency from every like every single country. So, I mean, there was stuff I had never even seen before, but I've never really snooped other than that.
As a real estate agent, I snoop all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to snoop and show the house. So.
We showed our old house, and Amanda thought for sure that a ring of hers got stolen for about 2.5 years. Over the Christmas break, she found it.
Oh, really?
And she was
probably
mad.
So mad.
She was legit. She was like, you know, people just take things. I know it's got stolen.
Well, you're supposed to hide your jewelry.
That's right. You are. Yeah. And I think she had it in a drawer, and she feels like they opened the drawer.
Oh, I don't know if people should be doing that when they go look at houses, but they for sure go to different rooms. Just no respect over there. Look at that. No respect.
Is that the new Bieber?
No, it's a Kobe Bryant thing. I'm done, by the way.
Wow. She just clocks out done.
Yeah.
What about our audience, the people that are listening?
Clocked out.
They're not clocked. No.
They're not by the hour.
We have to help them get through their day.
Science says that shorter podcasts do better.
Yeah. Well, science might be right.
Yeah.
We'll see you later, everybody. Nicole called it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.